Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, Baird & Warner Realtor, Jill Van Riet, PermaSeal, Next Door & Window, and MegaPros Jeremy from MegaPros Home Improvement. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. My name is David Hochberg. I am your host for the next 3 hours. 312-981-7200 is the phone, text, and picture line. You have questions, you have comments, you have concerns. Anything that has to do with your home, we are here to help you. 312-981-7200. On today's show, MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement, Dave Rampage, Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, Justin Bartley, Next Door and Window, Jill Van Riet, Baird and Warner, Realtor, Baird and Warner, and the one, the only, the legend, Roy Spencer from PermaSeal. But first, we start every show with this. Elwood Buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com to get podcasts of previous shows and to get all of our experts' contact information. You could also send us emails from that website. And also, if you have somebody out of state that can't pick up the signal here in the Chicagoland area, they can listen online at WGNDavid.com. Let's go around the horn. MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement, you're sitting to my left. What's going on with you, buddy?
Just having a good Saturday. It's beautiful outside.
It's
come
like
on.
It's like 45 degrees and it feels like it's 80.
Fantastic. Love every minute of it. Yeah.
Worked out this morning. I showered here upstairs. Walked across.
Thank you for showering.
No problem.
Because you're so close to me.
I know. I do that for you for specific reasons. And it was like I'm walking across the Columbus Bridge over here. And it's like a heat wave.
Yep.
I'm a shorts. I'm got it cut off. I'm flexing. I'm doing muscle poses as I'm walking across. Because that's the way I walk across the
obviously,
bridge here.
Yeah, with style.
Yeah, you have to. It makes the walk a lot more enjoyable, and you get a lot more looks than you would typically get looks.
The good
847-658-8989.
We'll be talking about how you've helped a ton of our listeners recently with their home improvement challenges. Next to you is the man who I hear every day about how great of a job he's doing helping WGN listeners on John Williams' show. It's getting exhausting. I mean, it's like every day, an amazing job. Executive Green got a stain out. It can never get out. And I've used him for years, Jeremy.
It's like every week we get a customer that calls in, just wants to brag about you. So
that's great to
love
hear.
Your company.
Yes.
Yep. You guys do an amazing job.
Thank you.
Yeah, even when you're not here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, I just got to tell you, Executive Green's amazing. So you guys have been busy.
Yes, we have.
You've had your best what's his first quarter ever.
Oh yeah, we are rocking. We are busy.
312-981-7200, it's MegaPros call and text line. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
630-990-8600.
And you've got your specials ending today.
It ends today, so they got to call today.
What number again?
630-990-8600.
And what's the special real quick?
It is three areas for $119.
Three areas for
$119. Yep.
And you also do tile. You also do leather. You also do couches, upholstery. And you also do area rugs.
We do.
It's not just carpet cleaning. You do a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
And if you have a hairy man that stinks, and you'll go in there and spray him down as well.
Sure, no problem.
$129 just for the stinky hairy man. It's a new market.
Exactly.
I'm a marketing genius.
There you go. Hey, whatever it takes.
You got to expand, Dave. You got to look to expand. And there's a lot of stinky hairy men out there that could use an Executive Green scrub down.
All right.
312-981-7200. What, Roy?
No,
what,
no,
what,
I,
you
I'm
want to be added to the
I'm
list?
I'm picturing a mobile van going around just hosing people down on the street or something. You
well,
know,
the idea. ideas these people have.
It's a great market. Think about it.
I'm
Are you in? I'll throw
I'm
some
in.
Money in for that. you kind of got left out for the lady with the with the toe massage last time that Jaron and I
you
started.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the foot massage who's listening right now that we're in the process of refinancing, he doesn't remember.
Yeah. Remember he fell.
He fell.
If you remember. So maybe he has some injuries from it.
Maybe he doesn't remember. It was an 81-year-old experienced homeowner.
Two jobs.
Worked two jobs.
Awesome.
And I asked her if she had a boyfriend. And you're like, he doesn't remember. I think he hit
his
head.
We asked her if she wanted one. She said no.
She didn't want one. I offered. 312-981-7200. Justin Bartley, how are you, my friend?
I'm great, David.
You've been a lot of leaking going. A lot of people didn't realize that they had challenges with their windows until this recent thaw, and you've been phone's been ringing off the hook.
Well, we have seen a lot of issues with windows sweating. Yeah, for the past 2 months, a lot of people are calling. They're concerned about excess moisture on the glass and what's going on. Do I have defective windows? And you may not, and we're going to discuss that a little bit today.
All right, phone number for you, my friend?
1-800-NEXT-DOOR.
1-800-NEXT-DOOR. Next to you, Mr. Roy Spencer. We have a safety harness installed on that chair. For everybody that doesn't know, Roy went down hard. It was
He's never going to live it.
Is the 40-year anniversary special, is it over? Or because...
42, right?
Was it 42?
What's today?
It's the last day of February.
Yeah,
it's the last week.
It is the last day of February. Yeah. I think Saturday.
Saturday.
Is today?
Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah, I'm still recovering from the
it's
fall.
Fine.
Yeah, today is the last day of our special, so take advantage.
Okay, because when he went down, we're like, this is the last special we're going to have.
There goes Roy.
There goes Perma Seal. If our listeners want to reach out to you, Mr. Spencer, how do they reach out to you?
They could give us a call at 800-421-7325.
All right. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to do a lot of things here. If you call, you get a complimentary Mr. Floor cleaning product. So the phone lines light them up. Everybody that calls gets a complimentary Mr. Floor cleaning product. Let Sam know your name, address, and we will get that to you. We are here to help you navigate through any type of challenges that you have. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Roy Spencer. We got Jimmy in Orland Park and Randy in Palatine. He's got a couple of questions for the panels. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Everyone that calls in gets a complimentary cleaning product from Mr. Floor. We're going to go out to Jeff in Algonquin before we throw it to Roy. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Great. I meant to go to Randy and Palatine, but let's go to Jeff in Algonquin. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good, brother. What's going on? How can we help you?
Well, I'm getting ready to retire within the next 3 years, okay. 4 years, and I've been told that I'm going to be moving to Arizona because that's where my kids are moving.
Okay.
And the question is about if we were to acquire a mortgage being retired, is that a big hassle?
No.
Or is it?
No.
Okay.
No, we could use your retirement income and reserve income if you have any 401k or IRA or anything like that. Are you getting a pension or any type of retirement?
I will be getting a pension.
Okay, we get
obviously Social Security, and I do have 401k cash as well.
Done, 100%. You could use all those sources to qualify for a loan. What's your current rate right now, Jimmy? Jeff, sorry.
I own my house outright. I don't have a mortgage right now, so we'd sell the house, and it would be nice to just do a swap. But obviously, the house and Algonquin is not going to be worth as much as a house in Arizona with
right.
a swimming pool.
I understand. Or it's not going to be as enjoyable as a house in Arizona with the swimming pool. Because Jeremy's from Algonquin, and you know, you look at him, and he looks miserable because he lives
almost
in Algonquin.
All the time. Yeah, almost all the time.
Just because,
our water bills in Algonquin are ridiculous. Yep. So I know why he's miserable.
Well, here's what you should do. You should take a line of credit out against your house now. In case you can't sell your house here in 3 years and you want to buy a place in Arizona, you could use that equity for the down payment. Okay, buddy? That's what you're doing. I'll hook you up. I'll hook you up with a HELOC lender after the show. So hang tight. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product so you can enjoy it and keep your house clean during the next 3 years. Okay, bud? Hang tight. 312-981-7200. Meant to pick up Randy, Mr. Floor Cleaning Product. How are you, Randy?
I'm doing good. Good morning.
What's going on? You got a question about Mr. Floor Cleaning Product?
Yeah, I've got some wood floors that are probably 2 years old. And
okay.
After the first year, we were getting like a haze buildup.
Yep. We talk about that on the show all the time.
So last week, I've got the Mr. Floor Cleaning Product, and I'm still getting a little bit of a haze, not as bad as it was.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use it a few more times, but I wanted to know what can I put on it after this to, you know, I kind of like that look, you know, that wet look. It really makes the floor pop since it's only 2 years old.
Jeremy, wet look, wet floor look.
Yeah.
It's a stain, right?
I think Igor would be the one to mention that, but it might actually give you that wet look the more times that you clean it.
Yeah, that's what Igor has said.
Igor said that multiple times, that there's a wax or a poly or something on your floor right now. The more you clean it, the more it should give it that
natural,
fresh look.
Natural look. Fresh look.
Yep.
Okay, buddy?
Okay. I'll give that a shot then.
Have you received a sample of it, of the cleaning product from the show yet or no?
No, I haven't.
Okay, you're going to get one. You're going to get another one right now, buddy, so hang tight.
Excellent.
Yeah, say hi to Sam. And make sure that you pick whatever one you want. 312-981-7200, because he has a number of different type of cleaning products. I think that's our second cleaning product that we've given away.
Yeah, second.
So far today.
Number two.
Roy's got a great story of a listener of both Lou Manfredini show and our show who called another company to get their sewer checked. And you'll take it from there. So why? Because I'm butchering up that story.
No, it's fine. And it was an email we got from Lou. He just wanted to let us know what was going on. And it was, just take a second to read it. It says, Lou, I don't know if you remember me. I called you last week because I need help with water in my basement. And I told you the company I called said they put a camera down my sewer line. All the pipes leading out to the street were busted, and they would have to break up my entire basement floor, replace them, cost $15,000. I said, wow, I can't afford that, so I would have to let them know the next day. They called back the next day and said they would do it for $7,000. So then it sounded fishy, so I emailed you, and you said call Permaseal. Well, 2 days ago, my whole basement was flooded. I called Permaseal. They came out today. There was a clog in the pipe, which they cleared it out. Cost $625. Amazing. No broken pipes. They are the best, but you are the greatest. Been listening to you ever since Max was a baby. So I just wanted to put that out there because just want to remind everybody, again, it's great, great season for all us home remodelers, and so, but the bandits are out there, and they really are, and you really have to be careful who you're dealing with. So she had a simple, you know, sewer clog that needed to be camera and then rotted and things. Simple job, but there's people out there who will take full advantage of it, and they just tell you whatever is going on. So, you know, make sure you know who you're dealing with.
That's especially all. Now with all of the snow melting and all of the pressure. I mean, if you look outside right now, you would never know we had 20 some inches of snow, whatever the heck the snowfall was, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, and now it's all gone. Yeah. Well, that just did disappear. It went into the ground, which is putting pressure on the foundation of our listeners' basements if they own a home or are renting. Yeah. And that's another challenge that a lot of folks are going, now I got water coming in, and they're susceptible to getting picked off.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, there's water everywhere. There's, you know, the ice dams, there's window leaks, there's, you know, ground seepage foundation leaks and all these things. So there's just a lot of opportunity out there. But again, the bad guys are out there. So, you know, I know you're anxious to get somebody, but it's really important you deal with a reputable contractor.
312-981-7200. Would love to hear all of your stories about your challenges with any type of flooring, any type of basement, any type of home improvement challenge that you have. We have the experts here. Dave Rampage, Executive of Green Carpet Cleaning, Justin Bartley from Next Door and Window, Roy Spencer from Permaseal, and MegaPros, Jeremy from MegaPros Home Improvement. The calls that you're getting right now, some pump failures, because that's also putting a lot of pressure on ejector pits, some pumps, and also basement foundation. Do you want to dive into that a little more?
Yeah, I'd love to. I want people particularly to pay attention to their sump pump, because it's probably the first time of the year sump pumps are being called upon to run. And some of them aren't going to run. They haven't run since last fall, and they're not working at all, and nobody's checked them and things like that because, why, Dave? They don't have what? The basement defender.
Defender.
Checking it every day for them, every year, day of the year. But that's okay. But like I say, with all the moisture in the ground, which between the snow melt and the rains we're going to be getting here, the ground won't absorb it. It's very the frost levels in the ground, so that water that normally would be soaked up by the grass and the soil is sitting on top. It's going to roll back towards your foundation, so your sump pumps are going to be working harder than they normally would this time of year. And that sump pump discharge line may still have ice in it, and it's going to get cold again tonight. So if the water runs in the pipe, it's going to freeze, and the next morning when it runs to run again, that pipe hasn't thawed out, and when the pump starts running against a frozen line, you could result in a flooded basement, inches of water, sure, even today without that much rain or water. So it's really important to go down, check your sump pump, make sure the discharge line is clear. Because
what are they checking? So if our listeners never checked it before,
right?
Okay, they know where the sump pump is,
okay,
because it's the corner of their basement that's disgusting and they never want to go to.
Yep.
Okay,
yeah.
Or they built the closet around it, to
so
block
really
it up.
Not paying attention.
So it's out of sight, out of mind.
Or it's in the crawl space.
Or it's in the crawl space.
Right. Oh, yeah.
What are they looking for? Walk us through exactly what, if they pop the top off, what exactly, when they look down in there with a flashlight maybe, what are they looking for to make sure that it's not clogged or it's working properly?
Okay. Well, they're looking for water, and the water level particularly. They should see the top of their pump. Most people have a submersible pump, but, you know, it's the motor is, you know, below the lid, and they should see the water level should be below the pump.
Okay.
At some level, there might be an inch or two of water in your sump pit. That's okay.
Right.
It should not be above the top of the sump pump. It should have kicked on by then. There's also a drain tile. You might see some pipes coming into the sump pit. The water should be below those pipes as well. So you should see the top of the pump housing, and you should see these pipes that are not below ground. So,
got it.
And then what you want to do is take some water, buckets of water, garden hose, whatever you have, literally pour it into the pit and watch it activate. And if the discharge line is clear, then that the pump will evacuate the water, and you'll see it cycle on and off. If it doesn't cycle on and off, then water starts roiling and not leaving, your discharge line is probably frozen.
I think it's a great opportunity for you to make a video in somebody's home to show that, and then we could tie it into the show's website so our listeners could go to and say, here's what Roy is talking about.
Easy. See? Check.
Marketing genius. Northern Illinois.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, Roy will be back in about 4 hours. All right, you are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We got a bank of calls here. All the phone lines are lit up. Jim, we're not going to pick you up, but question is, can you use Mr. Floor cleaning product on wood railings? Yes. Igor has said that a number of different times. You can. It works. So go to, hold on, we're going to send you a complimentary Mr. Floor cleaning product. Even though you didn't come on the air, we're still going to send you because you still called. We're up to three now, Sammy, if you're keeping track. So so Sam's going to pick up Jim from Palatine. Oh, I'm sorry, Palatine on line four. It said Palatine on the screen here. I don't know what's going on. Jim in Orland Park, how are you?
All right, Dave, how are you?
I'm great, brother. How can I help you?
I'm a long-time listener.
Well, thanks, buddy. That's great.
And I got to thank you for giving me, I don't know what you call it.
Joy?
Verification for some of the stuff that I've done with taxes and loans and things.
Okay, you're very
really
welcome.
Good information.
You're very welcome.
Really good information.
Well, thanks, Joy.
I got a question about my real estate tax bill. I noticed there's four dates to pay it. Each one used to be a little more money because you were late. The tax bill I got now, March 1st is a specific figure. March 2nd. April 2nd is the same amount of money.
Right.
So is May 2nd. So there's no charge for being 2 months late. On the fourth payment in June, I think there's a $50 extra charge or something from being late. If I pay them on the third date in May, will that affect my credit rating as not paying a bill on time?
Not at all. Not at all. The real estate taxes, paying them late for whatever reason. A lot of our listeners are having challenges right now due to COVID. They can't pay it on time. And we've had Maria Pappas
basically take over this radio show. I mean, she's very strong. Just came in, basically said, Hochberg, move over, and blew right through. And took it. It was a Maria Pappas
show. Which is
hard
to do.
It felt like an hour and a half, but it was only 20 minutes. But, you know, when she was on, she basically stated that they are allowing homeowners within the county of Cook to pay their real estate taxes a little later and work out payment plans without penalty to help them get through this COVID challenge we're having, Jim.
Yeah, okay, well, thank you. I like Maria Pappas, but I don't like paying my taxes.
Well, who does?
Yeah.
And Maria Pappas is
great. It didn't used to bother me, but now it does.
Yeah. Well, I understand. Listen, especially when they go up. So hang on, Jimmy. We're going to send...
They go up, they don't go down so much.
No, I know. Ever. Weird.
Well, how old are you, Jim?
I'm 68.
Have you applied for your senior tax exemption and freeze and all that stuff?
I did. I can't get a freeze and make $1,000 too much.
All right. Well, that sucks.
Yeah, 65K is the cutoff, and I get 66.
Oh. Well, at least I think you need to.
Renegotiate that term or give $2,000 away. I don't know. That's brutal.
No, it doesn't count. If I'm reading it correct, it's what you get. It's not the adjusted.
Wow. I understand.
If it was the adjusted, I'd fit in there. But
yeah.
Well, is that combined income or is that for single individual? Is that housing income?
That's combined. That's the housing.
Oh, okay. I got it. Well, have bring on another wife and knock it down. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Have more kids, right?
Wow.
No, that's okay. I'm helping with the grandkids now.
Nice.
So,
nice.
I'm getting my experience that way, buddy.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Jimmy. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product. I'm glad I was able to make him happy, Roy. Right?
I think you need to stick to giving financial advice. This family planning stuff, probably not your forte.
Well, that's one man's opinion, Roy.
That's mine.
I'm
going to second it. I mean, I don't know. I'm sorry, Dave.
67. Have more kids. Yeah.
Have more kids. No problem.
Get those exemptions.
I think you're both
we're wrong.
I think you should stay in your lane.
I'm sure.
Mr. I have five kids.
I do. Yeah, right. That's why I felt so bad for him.
Yeah, Mr. I have no rhythm or can keep track.
Oh, I got rhythm.
I've got
it's just
I can't
the wrong
keep
rhythm.
Track of the calendar. 312-981-7200. Mike and Aurora, how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm great. You got a question for Justin?
I got a question for Justin. Listen, I got a 20-year-old house. I've been slowly replacing all my windows because they gave me those lousy builder windows. Okay, but now it's time to do the front, and they're set in drive it.
Ooh.
Please don't tell me that.
That was David, not Justin.
Yeah.
Relax.
David doesn't know what drive it is.
Yeah, you're making me nervous already.
I'm sorry. All right, relax. Take it easy.
Nightmares about driving.
Didn't you just tell people to stay in their lane?
That's right. All I said was oof. So, Justin, drive it, replacing windows around drive it. What is drive it, and why is our caller, Mike, all nervous in Aurora?
Well, Mike, what was your question about installing windows and drive it?
Well, how much of a night? First of all, I've heard some companies won't touch it. Second of all, I've heard it's a nightmare, and that's why I called, because I'm getting ready to start quoting this out, and obviously I'll give you guys a call. But how much of a nightmare am I up for here?
Well, as you know, with drive it, drainage is a problem if water does enter in behind that wall system. Some drive it systems were done properly with proper drainage, and it's not as much of an issue. So none of us know if you do have proper drainage with your wall system. So the one thing that you want to make sure is that you put the proper window into that opening that's not going to expand and contract, which could possibly cause leaking problems in the future. So I would strongly recommend going with a fiberglass or wood-clad window. And make sure you deal with a company that does install windows into drive it. And using the proper... That would be us. Next Door and Window does install into the drive-it applications. And the sealant and the proper caulk is also a really important piece of sealing that properly. And there are special drive-it caulks available that we use just specifically for drive-it applications.
Depending upon the shape of the drive, it might not be that bad, huh?
It does depend on the shape of the drivet, and if the drivet's in good shape, you know, it's a matter of getting a nice clean, you know, removal of the old window and properly installing the window and shimming properly and sealing it from the exterior. So that's the key there, and you want, again, a window that's not going to have expansion and contraction over time, and that's where you're probably going to see problems. The biggest problems we've seen is with wood windows, where they begin to rot, and you get water just going right through the window into the wall system, or maybe a vinyl window with expansion and contraction over time.
Hey, Mike, here's what we're going to do, bud. Justin's going to come out to your house personally and check out your drive-it. He didn't realize that until now. And we're going to, and then you can show him all of the windows that you have, and he'll walk you through it and tell you what you can and can't do, buddy. So hang tight for, I appreciate you calling, Mike from Aurora. We got Paulette and Mattson. We got Randy in Rockford. We got Sally and Carol Stream. Man, we're going
busy
bing,
day
bing, bing, all over the place. And hold tight, Mike. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. That's five, Sammy, in case you're keeping count. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And for that gentleman that keeps sending us pictures from a balcony of bathing, of sunbathing goddesses, these pictures are very blurry, and we can't make out what's going on.
We need a better camera.
We need a better camera. So three on the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to come back, finish up the callers, then throw it over to Dave Rampage talking about his special that's ending today. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. This is the culmination of Joe Brand's birthday month, and because he's like, you know, as we get older, we like to celebrate things for a long period of time. So this is Joe Brand's birthday month. I don't even think, is he listening, Joe? Are you listening there? Yeah, he's listening. So
I listen every week. Joe. Of course, I'm listening.
Okay, well, that's fine. You know, we see you with your feet up in the sports thing and smoking a cigar and
yep.
You know, eating Fritos,
cocktail,
drinking a margarita like he does every Saturday. Yeah. And so Ashley put together a clip. We did this thing with Lou Rawls a couple of months back, and Ashley Bynum. Ashley Bynum, who's our executive producer, put together a video. How do you pronounce Ashley's last name? Okay.
They're not listening.
Thanks for leaving me hanging.
Way to go, Booth.
Okay, that's cool. That's all right. It's fine. Ashley put this together. You can go to WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago to check it out. Go ahead.
Lou Rawls is one of the all-time greatest American singers of history.
Without question.
And young buck Joe Brand has got no idea what's going on.
You never buy.
There you go. Just sit back and not talk.
As long as you live.
Appreciate that you can understand.
Play this for your gal.
You can understand the words.
Tender like I
don't know. Is he feeling it?
Are you feeling it, Joe?
I mean, I'm feeling it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You sold it. You're telling me you're not feeling this.
I don't know how you can't feel this.
I got it to my toes. I'm feeling it.
There you go.
Nose to my toes, baby.
Why do I feel like I'm in a cheap motel room with a strobe light and a waterbed right now?
He just doesn't get it.
And all the youth out there, all these words, these songs you can't understand, at least you can understand that. All right, let's get into Stephen A. Leahy. Thanks for joining the show.
So let me tell you this. I had a Halloween thing, and I was captain of Captain and Tennille, and nobody knew who that was. He doesn't know. Joel doesn't know who that is.
Say, don't ask me. Please don't.
So the end of the culmination, Roy, kind of like your culmination of your anniversary special, Dave's culmination of his February special. This is the culmination of the Joe Brand birthday month. It's been exhausting.
Yeah, it's been a lot.
It's been especially exhausting because you're the one that keeps bringing it up. Here we are, a full month removed from my actual birthday, and you are the one to bring up my birthday more than I have ever done.
Let's not let facts semantics. Get in the way.
Right? Yeah, Joe. Listen,
it's a radio bit. Just go with it. And don't talk facts and let facts get in the way of a good bit, young buck. For the love of God, just go with it.
Just so you know, like me, Don, Sam, Jake, Ashley, we could bring our round table and talk about memes and TikToks and make you seem all out of funk and all foreign to everything that we're talking about.
Just Dave so doesn't know what a meme is.
I'm completely fine with that. So bring it on. You got 4-1. As if I can't handle that. Please. I got Don Kleppen. I haven't seen Don Kleppen so happy in all the time he's been here. He's rocking in the newsroom. I mean, Don Kleppen is guy's busting moves to Lou Rawls. I didn't even think you could dance to Lou Rawls, but I watched Don on the screen here. He's doing like the moonwalk. Don, I didn't realize how talented of a dancer you were.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Yeah, hey, you know what? You hear the Lou Rawls. What am I supposed to do? Sit still?
You can't.
News?
You can't.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, well, enough of this. Thanks for participating, and this is officially the end of Joe Brand's birthday
Happy
month.
Birthday, Joe.
Happy birthday. Yep. Again.
Happy birthday.
The person who's most excited that it's finally over is me.
It's your birthday present. This is your present.
This is your present. All right, goodbye. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Randy in Rockford, how are you?
Good morning. Yeah, question I've been seeing a lot of ads about the leaf filter, leaf guard, all these protective gutter systems, and with all the ice dams and buildup we've had for the winter, I'm wondering, do they work, and are they worth the money on a house?
MegaPros, Jeremy?
Kind of a loaded question. There is no amazing leaf guard system. So any
on a macro level, because there is a product called leaf guard. We don't want to upset
I know,
anybody.
I know. Yeah. They all do a job. The problem is they could all cause an issue. So what we recommend is a product called Raindrop. It's the best leaf guard system that we've come up with that causes the least amount of problems. But there's a lot of systems out there. We also recommend de-icing cables during the wintertime. So that always helps too. But yeah, there's no, I mean, a lot of times, to be honest, clean your gutters out, clean your downspouts. Sometimes we could do oversized downspouts, oversized gutters to help with your water flow or any debris, but there's none amazing ones out there.
And in the areas that you don't service, there are a lot of firefighters that like and have experience climbing on very tall ladders.
Yes.
Who work 24 hours and then are off 48 hours and have their own business to clean gutters.
Yes, they do.
That are insured and bonded that will go up and clean your gutters.
It's cheaper to hire a company to just clean your gutters twice a year, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And no problems. And we do gutter cleaning as well. But again, we don't want people that aren't certified to go on the roof.
Sure.
But it's... we live in Illinois. There's no perfect system.
Well, especially if you live by trees, right?
To answer his question, I think it's called leaf guard, not ice guard.
Yes.
They guard against leaves.
That's a great
point. I haven't heard them really promo, hey, this is going to keep your gutters from freezing. I haven't heard anybody make that claim. Yeah, there's probably a reason for that. Yeah.
Hang tight, Randy. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. That's 8 on this show. There is an ongoing wager between our Sammy Martino in the newsroom who made a wager with MegaPro's Jeremy. That's why I'm keeping track in front of me.
Oh yeah,
which probably wasn't too bright when the guy who was in charge of mentioning the mentions was involved overheard
in the wager
transaction. 312-981-7200 312-981-7200 We got a ton of calls. We got Sally from Kellstream. We're going to pick you up on the other side of the break. Mike from Des Plaines, Paulette from Madison. I promise we're going to get to everybody. We've got to take a quick break right now. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN, send your calls, texts, and pictures to the MegaPros call and text line, 312-981-7200. And I was just told that we have a minute left to go before the break. Yeah, I was prematuring our break. I was premature breaking there. 312-981-7200, which is never good. Paulette and Mattson, throw your question out. We'll pick you up on the other side.
Okay, I have an old house that I live in, and the small basement window that, you know, is a little small one, leaks water every time it rains, and it comes into the basement area in the utility room. Nobody seems to want to fix it.
I do.
I've called several people.
We've got your answer here, Paulette, but I got to take a quick break. So don't move, Matt. Don't move. We're going to have them pick you up, get your Mr. Floor cleaning product of choice. You could go to MrFloor.com, enter in WGN promo code to get a discount off your first order. Paulette, hang tight. We're going to pick you up on the other side. Sally and Carol Stream, Mike and Des Plaines, I promise we'll get to you. Dave Rampage is going to be up after the break as well from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Man, I'm just tired and bored with my
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, Baird & Warner Realtor, Jill Van Riet, PermaSeal, Next Door & Window, and MegaPros Jeremy from MegaPros Home Improvement. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's MegaPros call, text, and photo line. MegaPros Jeremy, we got a text from 847 with a cabinet door question that we'll get to later on, but that's a great question. The caller has a ding in her door and water damage on this specific type of MDF kitchen cabinet, which she'll address. But first, let's finish up with Paulette in Madison. Roy and Justin, basement window. Nobody wants to help this caller out. Walk her through how you can help her out. You still there, Paulette?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Roy and Justin, you're on.
Well, I'll start. One misunderstanding common is that basement windows are waterproof, and they're not, you know, unless you're in a submarine. So, no, they will not withstand. So your basement window is typically in a window well, right? It's below ground slightly. You have a metal cylinder around it. Is that correct?
No. Actually, what it is, it's by a driveway. And the window is flush with the driveway.
Okay, so
old
it's actually
school Chicago
above ground.
Yeah,
like a garden
yeah.
kind of thing.
Okay,
yeah.
And then
the window itself is broken. The glass is broken on it.
So all that water is coming from the driveway into your basement, right?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So does the water literally stand in the driveway and run towards the windows? Is there standing water there? Or is it a driving rain? Or when does it leak?
Well, here's the thing. Last fall, I bought what they call, I forgot what it's called. It's like a thing that you can, a quick dam. And what it is, it's an inflatable thing that holds water out. Anyway, to make a long story short, it leaks into the utility room whenever there's a rain that comes heavily.
Okay, so the water probably runs off the driveway and then runs towards that window and just comes in right.
Right.
Is that correct?
Right.
A couple things. Obviously, the window is broken. You want to replace it. I would recommend replacing with glass block window. When it's above grade like that, unless Justin has a window for that purpose. That way, you'll withstand the snow and ice and wear and tear. You know, on the driveway, it would be a good strong window. But that probably could be made waterproof too, as long as it's not below ground submerged all the time. I think a glass block window will withstand the water rolling off the driveway. I think you would be fine,
Justin.
I agree with Roy 100%. Glass block, I think, would be the way to go. Because that window being right on the driveway, there's a lot of water, rushing
right
up against it. That's the route I would recommend as well.
You guys service Metzen? You guys go to Metzen? That's south, right?
Yeah.
Where's
right?
We can help her with that.
You can help her with the
glass block. Yeah.
Glass block. All right. So hang tight, Paulette.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
Okay. On another part of the basement, I have a big picture window, and I think that's also causing seepage whenever it rains. It's flush with the backyard lawn, and it's in really bad shape. My question is, should I call a window replacement person that might solve that problem?
We have
or should I have somebody come out and look at the if there's a water seepage problem on the foundation?
Well, Roy's going to come out anyway and check out for seepage. Justin, what about the window that this our caller, Paulette's calling about on the other side of her house?
If it looks like the water might be coming through the bottom of the window through the foundation, then I think Roy would want to look at that. If it's a window issue, then and it's above grade, above the ground, not in a window well, then we could help you with that.
There's no window well there either.
Yeah, so, you can start with either one, because I don't do above grade windows, and Justin doesn't do. I don't. Do you do glass block?
We don't do glass block.
Okay, so why don't you call us both out, and we'll probably one of those things where it's just the application is such you're going to need two different companies, but I think we can solve both your problems.
Paulette, thanks for calling. Hang tight. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. You know what? You know another solution is. Just sell the house.
That's always your solution.
That's always the solution. Start over. 312-981-7200.
Is this where Jill Van Riet jumps out?
Yeah, well, that's why.
There you go.
This is, and we have a realtor coming up next, Jill Van Riet from Baird & Warner, talking about how she helped a veteran sell an investment property out in Elgin. But these houses that were built in the 50s and 60s had some really crazy designs that really aren't working too well. As they age, things break, home shift, as you were talking, Roy, home settle, and things get out of connoitered, out of whack, and that is a legal term, connoitered. I know you're looking at me like, what the hell is he talking about?
I'm just thinking, if she sells the house, I'm going to fix it for the next homeowner.
100%.
Oh, there you go.
I'm good either.
What difference is that?
Because that warranty is transferable. Thank you very much. Tip your waiter. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. So, Paulette, do me a favor. While you're on hold and you're hearing this, send us a picture of those windows so we could see what you're talking about as well. So Roy and Justin have an idea of what they're going to see when they come out to your home. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We love helping veterans on this show.
Yes, we do.
It's one of the...
We love helping everyone.
We love helping everyone.
We love veterans.
Veterans and first special, responders, yep. Doctors, you know, medical professionals. We had the head of birthing from Advocate Sherman Hospital in Elgin in last week. On the air as a spotlight, we have Dr. Siegel coming in, calling up at noon. Dr. Edward Siegel, who's a periodontist, who was impacted by COVID because he couldn't service any of his patients. So we were putting the spotlight on Ed to help him, and also Josh's Hot Dogs has provided food today, Grecian chicken, which is delicious, and ribs. So I know love.
Do we get bibs?
Nothing better than watching Roy Spencer eat a rack of ribs. It doesn't get any better than that. It's about that's like reaching.
Can't
the,
wait.
It's like reaching the peak of Everest there, the summit. But we got Jill on the phone. Jill, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, David?
I'm good, my friend. You wanted to call in because a listener of the show who happened to be a veteran had an investment property in Elgin. And wanted to sell and get out of Illinois. Can you walk us through the challenges that you had to overcome and how you helped this veteran?
Yeah, so it was a great experience. Steve is a listener of the show, and he is from Chicago, but he lives in Florida. He's retired from the military in Florida. So he contacted me because he's retired from the military. He served for 26 years. And unfortunately, he got injured, and that pushed his retirement up early. And he had purchased his townhouse in Elgin back in 2007 prior to his injury. And that's where he was anticipating going to live, but things changed. So he got out of the state and moved to Florida and has been renting this townhouse since then. And he was kind of challenged there because he purchased it in 2007. So he kind of paid top dollar for it. And right after he purchased it is when the market crashed, 2007, 2008. So he's been essentially waiting since then for it to come back to value and renting it out year after year and really not making much of a profit, and which is unfortunate because, you know, he if you're going to have an income property, hopefully it's income generating. And really he was just breaking even and not having a lot of fun being a long distance landlord. So he had been listening to the show, heard that it's a great time to sell, that properties are getting tons of offers. So he contacted me to see if my team and I could
sell his property in Elgin, even though he's in Florida. And of course we can. And it turned into a really good experience because we were not only able to help the tenants in the property find a new place, but we were able to do some minor renovations for him, new coat of paint. And then we were able to get him top dollar above ask price. And finally, he's free of this income property, which never really gave him any income. He's done paying a lot of taxes and he's done doing all those things and he's really happy. And because he is a vet, we were able to give him some other benefits. I'm a military on the move certified broker. So with that comes some really nice benefits for our veterans. And we were able to pass along some savings to him and get him some more commission discounts because of that, which he well deserved. So overall, it was a really great experience and good to help somebody who served.
Phone number for our listeners want to reach out to you, my friend.
My number is 224-772-4086.
Are you on next weekend?
I don't think I'm on until like April-ish.
All right.
Unfortunately.
All right. Well, if we have an opening, we'll give you a call and get you in here sooner. Thanks for calling, my friend. That's Jill Van Riet from Baird and Warner. She handles all of the real estate west of 59 for the show. So Naperville West in the Fox Valley. And up by Algonquin, up by you, Jeremy. 312-981-7200. Sally, thanks for hanging out for so long.
Oh, no problem. First of all, before I ask my question, I have to tell you, I love your sarcasm and all the fun you guys have with each other. So when I have you on Saturdays, I'm not only learning, I'm laughing. So thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Thank you. All right. My question is
hang on. Thank
sarcasm?
You.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. I don't know what she's talking about.
there you go.
But thank you for having a sense of humor because some of our listeners
are a little sensitive
and don't understand what we're doing here. For the love of God, we've got a three-hour
like laugh.
We got a three-hour real estate.
We have to laugh, especially now. We really have to laugh. Mm-hmm.
We got a three-hour real estate show. If we don't have fun, you're driving into railroad embankments, and then you're suing WGN. For the love of God, lighten up, folks.
So true.
All right, Sally, you've got concrete staining issues.
Yes, I do. And, you know, it's from pots that I've placed on there over the years, so there's some rust stains. There's also some stains from welcome mats that every time I go to order a new one, it's never the same size. So I don't want to put something that's incorrect on the concrete to get those stains off. What can you help me with?
Roy, you're the concrete expert.
Well, we can
no
repair
pressure.
Broken concrete,
no pressure.
Sunken concrete.
Oh.
I'm not really the
refinishing
guy, but I was just Googling when I saw your question here. There's tons of concrete stain removers at the big box store, Amazon, and all that. There's all kinds of outfits that claim they do it. In my personal experience, what I've seen and talked to people, it's mixed results, so there's not a product I would guarantee. The ultimate solution, if those fail, and I would certainly try those because those are inexpensive fixes, and you can try them and see what results you have.
Sell our house.
Short of calling Jill Van Riet and selling your house, there's sandblasting, which will actually remove pieces, small particles of the concrete, and can easily take off stains and stuff. And you get a good sandblaster, and he can leave you with a nice finish and stuff, and that will remove the stains. So.
Well, hang on. Executive Green Carpet Cleaning is our cleaning expert in here. Do you do any type of concrete?
Yeah, no, we don't do any exterior concrete.
Well, there you go. Okay. So now you have two markets, the hairy smelling man and the exterior concrete.
And I looked it up as well, but they always say don't use anything with bleach, and that would be my first thing that I would try. So it's not really pitted. It's just dirty, and I just don't want to put the wrong item down. That's all.
Well, thank you very much. Hang on one second. There was a caller from Glenview who called in with the same challenge, and Your mom texted in, Jeremy, a product that I picked up at Ace Hardware,
okay,
and it's in a brown bottle, and for the love of me, because you know I'm a lover and a lover.
You are a lover, yeah.
And a lifer.
Yeah.
I'm a lifer and a lover.
I cannot think of the name, but it's in like a horrible brown looking bottle.
It's a Russ remover.
Okay.
And you spray. I went to the listener's house. We applied it, started eating away at it, and then I left a bottle with her because I really didn't want to go back. And she kept spraying it, and it went away. But there's a product. Okay. Ask your mom. Text your mom and keep listening. But we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, Sally.
Which won't help with your concrete, but it'll help with everything.
It'll help with everything else.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening, and thanks for laughing. You are awesome. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Charlene, we got 2 minutes before the break. Quick mortgage question. Go.
Oh, hi.
You've got a gutter question.
I've got a gutter question. I've got a wooden house, an older one. The gutters on the side fell off. Hmm. This is like the third time I replaced the gutters. They're not flush up against, I think it's the eaves, like the end of the roof. And I always have icicles there. Every time I get somebody to put them on every 5 years or 6 years, they say that they cannot be flush because the wood is not good.
All right, you've heard this before.
Last week, my gutters fell off the side of the building. I need new gutters, and I need them to be flush and no icicles.
Yes, don't ma'am.
Charlene, we've got to take a quick break. Coming back out of the break, we're going to take care of your question. Gee, what is wrong with me?
That's okay.
I got the ribs on my mind. I got Josh's hot dog's rib on my mind. We're going to take care of the...
We're going to answer your question
about your gutters on the other side of the break. So don't move, my friend. God, I'm going to go pop.
Are you running a radio?
I don't know what's going on. It's like my brain's firing. The tongue can't catch up. Leave it alone. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's American Pro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to pay some bills, come back with the question, with the answer to Charlene's question about her gutters after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to get right to Charlene, finish up her questions. Then we're going to throw it over to Dave Rampage because you've been busier than crazy. And that's the best busy that you could get is crazy. It doesn't get any higher than that. No. Charlene, has a gutter question. Her gutters fell off her home, which a lot of our listeners are experiencing because of the weight of the melt and the snow and the ice that is built up inside these gutters around the area. Has put an undue pressure on the gutter systems, and Roy's been hearing about it. You've been hearing about it. How can you help Charlene overcome her challenge?
So Charlene has a specific problem. Not saying that you're special, Charlene. I'm sorry that your gutters fell off. Is that she doesn't have a fascia for a gutter hanger to be installed on. So she has what's called T-straps that are attached to her roof. And that's why people keep trying to put them on, and they keep falling off. So that's a bad design. So a lot of times what we could do, Charlene, is we could do what's called a gutter correction board. So we actually put a piece of wood on your fascia to give you that 90-degree angle and then install a standard hanger on your gutter. So we could fix it, no problem.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yes, ma'am. Great. We're happy to help.
Every time I get someone here, they do the same.
Yeah, it's a bad plan, right? That's the definition of insanity.
There's a gap between the gutter and the roof, and I get icicles. It's not... And I think they're aluminum. I don't know that. Yeah.
Yep. So we'll put a gutter flashing on there to make sure that you don't get the icicles, and we'll put a hanger on there to make sure that your gutter stays on all year.
Okay. Can I give you my information?
Yeah.
And hold and have someone come out and look at it. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Right.
Hang tight, Charlie. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. I think that's number 10, Sammy. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Does it start to... Does the wager exponentially increase?
The over... It was 6.5, so I mean, come on. We blew it out of the water, right? Sammy's sweating over here.
I was going to give the first caller 7, just to get it out of the way. 312-981-7200. Let's talk about clean products, green cleaning products.
Yes.
Because that seems to be a very popular topic right now, especially with all the allergies that are going on with the kids nowadays.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on, but a lot more of my neighbors and friends, kids have severe allergies,
and everything. You know, you go into the house, shoes off, and you can't bring over certain foods because they got peanut allergies.
It's crazy.
And all this other stuff, right? You know, does it have whey in it, and does it have flour? And I'm like, what do I know? I just picked up cookies over at the bakery and brought them in. Like, I didn't ask to go see, inspect the bakery, but it's a challenge. And you have the same thing when cleaning our listeners' homes.
Absolutely.
And how do you overcome those challenges?
Well, we've always used products that were green, I mean, all the time, even well before we advertised it. You just need to use, there's bad products out there. You know, there's cheap, bad products out there, and a lot of companies prefer to do that. I've never liked using products that smell chemically. And a lot of times with carpet cleaning products, you know, I'll get offered a lot of even free products to try. And first thing I do is I smell it. And if it smells chemically, I don't want it. I don't care how cheap it is. You know, I want to use something that's good and not going to bother people. Smells bother some people. And you have to be careful what you're using.
312-981-7200. What type of challenges are you overcoming? I just heard John Williams with the commercial during the last break that you do tile, that you do grout, that you do a bunch of different
We've been doing a lot of tile and grout lately because he's been mentioning it.
And because people have been in their homes for a long period of time and haven't gone out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
And this winter, we've had so much snow in this last month.
You can't
so
do anything
you're bringing
anyway.
All that salt in. You're bringing all the, you know, the water in and everything else and the mud.
You know, we've got three people talking in the corner as if we don't have a live radio show. Hey, Fergie, we got it. You know, we're on the air. So, 312-981-7200. There's something called whispering. 312-981-7200. Everybody's like, what's going on in the back? You having a card game? No. Just,
we're at a bar. Go figure, right?
Have a shot and a beer. 312-981-7200. But it's a Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. But think about it. The past 11 months, our listeners have spent an unbelievable amount of time, more time than they ever have in their homes.
Yes.
And they've put pressure on the systems, and and a lot of our listeners are working from home.
Yes.
So they are telecommuting. So there's more making lunches at home, using the kitchen, using the bathroom, using all that stuff. And that puts a lot of pressure on keeping those systems clean. And our listeners do not realize that you come in and professionally clean all of those systems that have probably what you've seen has never been professionally cleaned ever before.
Right. I mean, we can clean anything, whether it's tile and grout. We can clean wood floors. We can clean, you know, your carpet, upholstery, everything. So basically, if it's there, we can clean it.
312-981-7200. Larry, out in Wisconsin. You got a great question for Dave. How are you, buddy? Larry?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
My question is, good. About 8 months ago, we got new carpeting put in, and we had some water damage, so we had the renovation done, and we had the carpet cleaning, we had the carpets cleaned again to get all the dust out of the carpet that may have come in.
Yes.
My question is this. How often should you have your carpets cleaned, and also... what's the best time of year to have it done?
You can have it cleaned any time of the year. The time of the year really doesn't matter. Obviously, in the winter, it'll dry faster. In the summer, you don't have the snow. So, you know what I mean? So every season has positives and negatives. As far as when to clean it, the carpet mills, depending on the mill, requires every 12 to 24 months. And you really should do it when you start seeing soil. If you know, if you're noticing a little traffic pattern, get it cleaned. Don't wait.
Yeah, all because you got. Listen, you could have gotten carpet a month ago, and then the dog comes in after being outside with the snow melting, with the underbelly loaded up with mud, and runs. Not that that's ever happened to me before.
I was wondering how you pictured that.
Not to be too specific, as if I've never experienced that before. Okay, with the golden retriever who likes to run around the mud. Okay, because there's dry area on this side of the yard. But no, that's not good enough for my golden retriever.
No.
So my golden retriever with the long flowy locks likes to roll in the mud.
Of course,
because it's missing a couple of chromosomes upstairs. Because we got, you know, we had to save the one dog that nobody wanted. So beautiful dog, just not firing everything upstairs. Like, hey. Hey, George.
Mud is fun.
George,
go to the right. No, but over to the left. So you could get carpet 3 weeks ago. Snow melts. You got a mud pile in your backyard right now. Dog comes in, bombs the carpet. You do the best job that you can. You get the surface stuff, but you don't get the deep mud that's
right.
in there.
Right.
Because, God forbid, the dog just sits there. But no, we roll around and the nice clean carpet. You know, but it gets in there. So you could clean a brand new carpet three weeks after you put it in.
Actually, we just moved into a new shop and had all new carpet in the offices. And from them moving everything and setting up, it's horrible. And I'm telling them right now, we need to clean the carpets.
Good thing
now.
You got a guy.
Yeah, I know somebody.
Hey, Larry, hang tight, buddy. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Do you go to Wisconsin?
Depends on where in Wisconsin. So, yeah, he can call us, and we'll work it out.
Will you go up to 50 where you take the road to Lake Geneva? Or
yes. Okay, I would do that. Yes.
Will you go to Lake Geneva?
Depends on what's on our schedule.
Okay.
So we can work it if we're up that direction more.
So if you've got a whole bunch of people in Lake Geneva that want to come.
Yeah, or if we're just close to there.
North of the Cheddar Line.
Best is always call Kelly, and she'll try and figure it out.
Phone number?
630-990-8600.
All right, and you got a special ending tomorrow.
Yes, got a call today. $119 for three areas. It goes up after today.
Amazing. All right, we're going to come back with Justin Bartley from Next Door and Window. We got some questions here for you, buddy. Are you ready?
All right, I'm
ready. Bracing for impact?
I'm ready.
You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. The MegaPros call, text, and photo line is fully functioning. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
To Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. Roy, we got a texter. Will you encapsulate over fieldstone basements?
Sometimes that's the best thing to do, and absolutely we'll do that.
Phone number?
800-421-SEAL-7325. 421-7325.
Mr. Rampage, 630, does Executive Green Carpet clean deep clean hardwood floors?
We clean them. We do not refinish them.
Okay.
So if it needed anything more than a cleaning, then they'd need to talk to Mr. Floor.
Mr. Floor, Igor Marak. But you do clean them.
Yes, we do.
Mr. Bartley, how do you get condensation out of windows? Because when you go from 20 below and snow to 50 degrees like we had, and then down to 30, I heard, Demetrius say, I think in one of the weather updates, that we're going back to the 30s, which is fine. Okay. We live in Chicago, for God's sakes. We can handle this. And every day you cross off, we're closer to April where this nonsense stops. Let's talk about condensation in windows, because it's a naturally occurring event if you don't have the right humidity in your home, right?
That's right. And it is the most common question that we get throughout the wintertime, December through really late February. And it's generally people think that possibly their windows are leaking, or they say, you know, their windows are sweating, there's moisture on their windows, and they're not sure what causes that. They believe that maybe the window's defective. Sometimes their windows are new. They just got them last season, and now they have moisture on their windows. So what is this? Well, it is humidity in the air, and when the temperature outside gets generally below 10 degrees or so, the air can hold less humidity, and that turns into condensation, which will look for those cool surfaces in the home, such as windows, mirrors, even you can see it on the drywall sometimes. So what causes this issue? What causes the condensation? And it's a variety of factors, anything from, you know, cooking. Obviously, hot showers is a big cause. Pets, fish tanks, anywhere where there's a lot of water source or moisture. So these are the causes, and if it's temporary, it's usually not an issue. It might happen on a real cold day, warms up a little bit, the sun hits it, it goes away. This is not something you should be real concerned about.
Do you adjust the humidity in your home?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we'll get to that. The problem condensation really occurs when you have excess humidity in the home and the air can't hold that. If you notice condensation on your drywall, for example, it doesn't go away, that means you have a major problem. Mm-hmm. And you need to look at the humidity levels in the house. So as the temperature drops, you have to lower the humidity in the home. So just as an example, on a day like today, if it's 40 degrees, it's probably okay to have the humidity in the home at 30 or 35%. But if the temperature drops below 10, then you're going to want to lower that humidity down to between 5 and 10%. And if you leave the humidity levels high, you're going to notice excess condensation throughout the house, and that's not safe.
Yeah, Mr. Flores had the same challenge with the hardwood floors, Jeremy, mm-hmm. when Igor was in here.
Every week.
Every time he comes on, especially from Halloween to tax day on April 15th, mm-hmm. right, Roy? I mean, you see it, the home.
It moves.
It moves.
Yeah, we live in Chicago.
It's a living specimen there where it breathes. And then in the summertime, it expands. In the wintertime, it contracts. And you got to stay. And hopefully this show is bringing this information to our listeners so they know how to adjust their humidity within their home effectively.
That's the biggest factor. And the easiest way to reduce excess condensation or excess humidity in the air is to look at the humidifier and dial that down accordingly.
Jeremy, hold on.
I got a question, Justin. So how will you know if you do have a window problem? Like, so it's not the condensation. What are some identifiers that you could look for if you need to replace your window?
Sure. Well, the good news is condensation on your glass isn't necessarily a problem. But you may need to look further at some other signs that we can discuss as well. But firstly, I do want to talk about other ways that you can reduce condensation besides lowering the humidifier in the home. Things like ventilation. With a hot shower, always use the ventilation fan. Or if you're cooking, use the ventilation fan. Another thing you can do is, open a window. If you take a hot shower, just open the window for maybe a minute or two, let all that moisture escape. On really cold days, if you have windows with condensation on them and you have window treatments over the windows, you're effectively creating almost like a refrigerator behind there.
Yeah.
Tunnel.
Yeah.
And so you need warm air movement up against the glass. That will help to clear that up right away.
So raise
your shades. Yeah. Let the warm air from the house circulate up against the windows, and it'll clear up the problem right away.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Are you seeing a lot of leaking from our listeners, a lot of calls about leaking windows too, now that the snow's melting?
We have received a number of calls for leaking windows, and if it's a sunny day and you have a lot of ice and snow on your roof and your windows are leaking, that usually means you have an ice dam problem on the roof. You have ice in the gutters. The snow starts to melt, run down the roof, and rather than go collect in the gutter, it gets backed up at this ice dam, and it starts to go underneath the shingles, and it actually finds its way right into your wall and will run down the wall until the first thing it hits, which is often a window.
Yep.
That is generally not a sign that you should be replacing your windows.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice the water coming from the top of the window, it's a sunny day, it's not raining, that's usually an ice dam problem, and you want to try to get that corrected. Thankfully, we've seen over the past week the 40-degree temperatures. It's corrected a lot of these problems, melting a lot of the ice, and the ice damming, it looks like, might not be a big problem going forward at this point for the rest of this winter.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
God
you
willing.
Better knock on some wood there,
nice
buddy.
Job. Right? Nice job.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, here comes a Justin Bartley blizzard coming in. Nice job. Way to jinx that one. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
1-800-NEXT-DOOR is our phone number, or nextdoorandwindow.com.
All right. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN, coming back after the break, we got the first responder spotlight with Dr. Edward Siegel, who is a periodontist in Northbrook. who deals with break. He does. Okay. I know. Everybody's like, what is that?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, it's coming up at 12:05. You could ask him what that
I'll
is.
I'll ask him.
Slow
I'll
your
ask.
Roll right. here.
I'm just, I get excited. When you use big words, I get excited.
Periodontist. It's a four periodontist. It's like it's a lot of words.
It's a lot of letters.
And we got Josh's hot dogs. We've got Grecian chicken and ribs. Delicious. Nice. Coming up. I'm going to go warm up in the microwave. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. The phone, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200. AM 720 WGM.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, Baird & Warner Realtor, Jill Van Riet, PermaSeal, Next Door & Window, and MegaPros Jeremy from MegaPros Home Improvement. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. 708, David, you do realize that your window guy and your floor guy have different opinion about humidity. Yes, I do realize that. And that's why some people who have window challenges, not everybody has hardwood floors. So there's something if you had hardwood floors and you have carpeting with a window challenge and you don't want the humidity, you've got to drop the humidity is what Justin's saying. And then that's the give and take that you have to deal with when it comes to hardwood floors and the systems you have in your home. It's that simple, right? There's not a cut answer for everybody. That's why we're here, right? In order to get the condensation out of your windows, Justin is telling you to lower the humidity in your home in order to get the gaps out of your hardwood floors.
On certain days.
In order to get the gaps out of your hardwood floors, you have to increase the humidity in your home. It's the give and take. That's what it's all about. Man, we hit a nerve with the cleaning of the hardwood floors.
Yeah.
You clean hardwood floors.
We do. They come out amazing, actually.
Does the 119 special that's expiring this weekend include hardwood floors, yes or no?
No.
Okay, there you go.
That's all right. They're a little bit more to clean.
Of course.
It's a little more. It's a little higher tech of a situation. All right. So 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I just powered down. Yeah. I might pass out from a food coma here. I just cut four slabs of ribs into individual pieces in record time with a plastic knife, by the way.
And then ate.
I had a sample. I had to do a quality control before we come on the air.
Of course.
And
it was good.
And our fine video technician has got me powering down a rib, and that's going to turn into some type of promotion down the road.
Yep.
Mr. Rook. 312-981-7200. It's the Team Hochberg Spotlight, First Responder Spotlight, which is up for sponsorship if anybody wants to sponsor it, because I'm sure WGM would love to have somebody sponsor it other than me. Dr. Siegel, how are you?
Good afternoon. How are you? I hope you have some floss after those ribs.
I got floss in the car, but nice. I keep doing this.
Yeah.
Well, keep doing
is that,
that
effective? Yeah. I put some gum in. Yeah. I don't know. Does that work, Doc?
I keep doing that, Doc. I don't know how effective that is or if the Dental Society recommend that. You know, you just keep doing that. It doesn't really work to get these delicious ribs out of my teeth, but I'm sure I'm annoying somebody someplace. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. You are the spotlight recipient of Josh's Hot Dogs food. We'll bring Josh up here in a minute. But you're a periodontist, and MegaPro Jeremy could fix a home, he could demolish a home, he could add additions to a home, but he has no idea what a periodontist is. Can you please educate us?
Absolutely. So we are a recognized specialty for the care of gums, perioplastic surgery, implants, bone grafting, soft tissue grafting. That's our strength, and we help people take care and keep their teeth in their mouths and work with their dentist.
Nice. And Jeremy's rack that he's got going right now needs a lot of work, Doc. I'll just tell you now.
That's true.
You could add an addition onto your house with what he's got going. Because I'm looking at it right now, dude. You could remove everything in your mouth right now, and the doctor could rebuild that
the right way.
That
right,
mess, God, yeah, that God absolute disgusting mess I'm looking at right now. So
That's why he's glad he has a mask.
That's exactly. I was the one happy person to wear masks all the time.
Like, why do I have to take it off? I've got my shots. So, Doc, how bad has COVID hit you? I know that we're neighbors in Northbrook, and when COVID hit, it shut you down, didn't it?
Hmm. Yeah, so it shut us down for about 3 months. And the day we found out that we were going to be shut down, I bought a very nice seat and sat in front of the computer for hours on hours. The one thing in dentistry is that we're already experts in infectious disease. And the end of last year, CDC put out a report saying, good news is that there was not one known COVID infection to a patient from a dental office.
Wow.
So we went ahead, and just like the things you talk about, we had to develop systems, we had to get equipment, and to get this set up, I have an awesome team, and together we figured out the protocols to keep my team safe, to keep patients safe, getting the equipment, whether the personal protective equipment, now everyone knows what PPE is, the screens, all the filters, and I mean multiple air filters, the sprays. We had to have it all in place because we wanted to make sure everyone was safe coming in the office.
Nice.
And you have implemented everything that you just said. He's back up and running, and he's back operating. And we brought you food from Josh's Hot Dogs Sanders. It's off of Sanders in Northbrook, just south of Dundee. And I want to bring Josh Kaplan up from Josh's Hot Dog. Hey, Josh, where'd you come up with that name, buddy?
it was named after a friend.
It was named after a friend? Okay. Yeah.
Dave's a marketing genius, so he really wants to know.
I'm diving deep. It's a Northern Illinois marketing degree. How long you been in business, Josh?
We've been in business for 12 years. We're in our 12th year right now.
And we put the spotlight on you last year. You're coming out of this. You've recreated yourself. You've reached out to the community, and the Northbrook community has reciprocated. Explain how you keep your customers safe and COVID free.
You know, you just said it perfectly. We're coming out of this. You know, going into this, we had three goals. It was to keep the lights on, send my staff home with paychecks for their families, and take care of first responders and other people that need to be taken care of. And I figured if we were able to do that and maintain, we would come out of this okay. And here we are today, you know, as things, knock on wood, are loosening up. You know, like you said, we have to stay safe. We have to have the right protocols in place. We're constantly washing. We're constantly cleaning. We're about to open our booth seating. Nice. And we're putting partitions in between the booths. So, you know, I could get the kids back. You know, the kids like Ziggy and Dylan and Cooper, the kids that I miss coming into the restaurant all the time. That's one of the things I miss, man.
Ziggy, Dylan, and Cooper.
Yeah, I don't know what those
are. Yeah, you know, the kids.
Hey, what about the kids?
No, listen. No, it's a local hangout.
Is it?
It's the hot dog joint in Northbrook.
Hey, it's right? Amazing. Yeah. So it's you also have to have a really good product.
And
so
he's got great ribs. Yeah. The Grecian chicken, I order a pound because the Grecian chicken's the best Grecian chicken.
Because you work out.
Because I work out.
Exactly. So you can do that. Exactly.
Can't even tell. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that.
You're
welcome. I work out. I eat the Grecian chicken, and I could power pound out because I work out. and then I have cake, and then I have to work out again.
That's okay.
So, Josh, I want the Hochberg turkey burger up there, because if you want a delicious turkey burger, I've created this thing.
Nice.
And I gave him, I stained a sweatshirt that cost me $15 at, dry cleaning. So I get the turkey burger with the grilled onions and the cheddar. Forget Whoa. About it. I'm telling you.
Good.
You could all thank me later.
It almost sounds healthy.
Let's call it the Hochberg.
You call it the Hochberg.
I appreciate that. Our turkey burgers are hand-packed patties also. We make those in-house, so that means a lot.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, I figure after 80, I should get it named after me. I mean, for love of God.
You've earned it.
Okay, I've earned it. Right. And I got proof. You can take a picture of me, and I can tell you. So Roy, turkey burger, grilled onions, cheddar, that globby cheddar.
Yeah, the real healthy cheddar.
The real
low-fat cheddar.
So good. Forget about it. I'm telling you.
Lettuce on it, too.
You got vegetables on there. You got
lettuce. Cancels everything.
Yeah, and you got some pickles. Okay. So you got the cucumber.
Good. Totally healthy.
It's totally healthy. So, Doc, you wanted to thank Josh for the delicious food yesterday, buddy?
Thank you so much. He's so good that takes care of the community so well. The food's delicious. We go to his place all the time. And the one secret that Dave knows is that there, hands down, he has the best house for Halloween without question.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. So,
thanks, Doc.
Yeah, because he gives out coupons for free hot dogs. He's no dummy. I mean, he's got a built-in. I mean, it's a business. I mean, what other guy could give out? It's a business expense. He's a genius.
Yeah,
right?
Every hot dog coupon.
He's a conscious capitalist, and he gives out one French fry to each kid.
Smart move.
Just one.
Keep him coming back, right?
Yeah. So dummy. Listen, we're smart people in Northbrook.
With gloves, individually wrapped.
Obviously, with
individually
gloves,
wrapped. Yeah. So here, just a little information on Northbrook. Established 1901. Mayor, current mayor, on the way out. She's retiring, Sandy Froom. It's in Cook County. Population 33,343. Surrounding towns, Deerfield, Wheeling, Glencoe, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, was shot at Glenbrook North High School. Notable people, you've got Steve Bartman down. I would have thought he would have put down David Hochberg, but that's fine. We'll go with Steve Bartman. Chris Collin, head coach of Northwestern's men's basketball team. You know, the guy that's got a radio show on WGN, at least give me some credibility here. Jason Kipnis, Major League Baseball player, was on the Cubs last year, also played at Glenbrook North High School. So, gentlemen, Doc, if our listeners want to reach out to get their teeth fixed, and Jeremy will call you after the show because he's got a rack that needs some help. I mean, we got ribs all over the place, Doc, because he can't get his teeth through it. A family four could eat off the bones that he's left because his teeth are all screwed up. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you, Doc?
Two ways. They can look at the website, Perio Online, that's two O's, or our office phone number is 847-498-5630.
All right.
Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Doc. And Josh, if our listeners want to reach out to you to get delicious food at Josh's Hot Dogs on Sanders Road, just south of Dundee in the fine town, Northbrook, how do they reach out to you, Doc? Josh?
They could find us. They could email us. They could find us on our website, joshshotdogs.com. They could call us at 847-272-1177. Hochberg, you're the man, and I appreciate everything you do for the local businesses. It means a lot to all of us.
All right, so when they call in for the Hochberg turkey burger, that's with grilled cheese, cheddar, some pickles, and Roy, and for Roy, Mr. Healthy over here, you got to put a little lettuce on it, and they have to.
Perfect.
Roy, they have to cut it in.
Cheddar, grilled onions, lettuce, and pickle.
Yes, yeah, and you have to cut it in half. Okay. Because you can't get through it. I'm doing a public service to keep people out of the dry cleaners because I've been to the dry cleaner numerous times after having that sandwich splat all over my shirt. All right, but all right.
If it's not cut in half, it's just called the hock.
Yeah.
Thanks, boys. We'll talk to you later. 312-981.
All right, guys.
Take care, man. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back. We're going to talk home improvements. I know we kind of take a little curve there, but I think it's important to put the spotlight on our medical professionals and our local restaurants that need our support. And Josh is a local establishment in Northbrook, in my hometown, that does an amazing job giving back to the community, feeding first responders, feeding all of the community. And a lot of the community has gone to Josh to say, hey, here's $100, here's a couple $100, bring some sandwiches over to the firehouse. Mm. Which is what's going to keep these family-owned restaurants open until we get out of this pandemic that we're dealing with. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Go to Home Sweet Home Chicago. WGN, Home Sweet Home Chicago, to follow us on Facebook. Where do you go to get the mouth-watering Hochberg turkey burger? You go to Josh Kaplan's Hot Dogs. Josh Kaplan's the owner. I'm telling you, you will thank me, okay? Turkey burger, grilled onions, pickles, and for Roy Spencer, Mr. Healthy over there, you throw a little lettuce on there with the melted cheddar.
So don't forget the cheese.
And then you got to cut it in half to keep yourself out of the dry cleaner. And I should do a video like Roy did. I just burped on the air. I'm sorry. I've been chowing down this food. Roy's going to do a video on the sump pumps
I'm going to do a video on how to eat a Hochberg turkey burger.
Well, that's your skill. I mean, you got everybody's got to have a skill, right?
Dude, I powered 80 of them down. I'm a master, okay? I'm like a gold belt of eating turkey burgers. It's what it is. 312-981-7200. You think it's easy? It's really difficult.
No way.
I make it look easy.
I bet you do.
To maintain this level of excellence on a continual basis, redline it every day, it's a lot of work.
I bet.
312-981-7200. Roy's like, I never want to see that red line. Ron in Naperville, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm freaking fantastic. I just had about a half a slab of ribs, and I'm powering down this Grecian chicken. I'm feeling great. I'm gonna do about 50 burpees here on the ground, push-ups. Go ahead. You gotta, while you're talking
to
Roy.
Super entertaining and informative. Listen to it for many years when you're on the other channel, and welcome to WGN. Had a question for the PermaSeal. I was considering, I've been a PermaSeal customer for about 20 years and various products I have. I'm considering insulating the rim joists because I have like fiberglass, bad insulation there. And it seems like when I was doing some other repairs, it seemed like it was very dirty and bugs, you know, would come through the top there. And I wanted to consider the spray foam so that it would seal it off. But I was curious, do you have to do it like when maybe the moisture outside is less because there's a lot of snow outside piled up still high in my backyard, and the temperature need to be a certain level because I'm assuming you got to air it out the house when they first do it for the 24 hours?
Well, the material is temperature sensitive, but we keep it, you know, warm in our vans and then get it into your house, and it's fine. So that we can do it year round. Obviously, this is a great time of year because you're going to notice a difference right away. The PermaFoam spray that insulation we use is twice as effective as even if you have fiberglass bats all in your room and joists and stuff. And obviously, they help, but this will make a difference. You will feel the difference, you know, tomorrow or tonight when it gets cold. There is a, when you spray this, there is an off-gassing thing that will be there for a few hours until you can ventilate the space and things like that. So that is the thing, but it will go away in a few hours with some ventilation and things. But I'd strongly encourage you to do that. And thank you for being a loyal PermaSeal customer. And this is just another service that we really looked at hard and felt that we can make the below grade living space more comfortable and your home healthier. And so I think you'll really be happy with it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, Ron, hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. We wanted to see if Sherry would stay on hold for 48 minutes, and she did.
Wow.
Sherry, how are you? Sherry? Maybe she did.
No.
Okay. All right, hang on. Well, there go. I set that up perfectly.
Yes, you did.
Hey, Sherry, congratulations. 312-981-7200. That she's not there. 312-981-7200 is our MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Barb in Northbrook, my neighbor. I don't know who you are, but you're from Northbrook, so you're my neighbor. There's 33,000 of us. Can you throw your question out? We're going to take a quick break, pick you up on the other side.
Okay, my question is, I have a stain on my laminate floor, and I was interested in the Mr. Floor products, and where can I purchase them at a store instead of calling, up to get it?
Okay.
Is there somewhere where I could view their products?
I think there's, Ace, I think they're in the Ace or True Value.
Oh, downtown Northbrook?
No, I'll tell you what, I'm going to call Igor during the break, and I'm going to get the answer to your question, so hang tight right here, Barbara, all right?
Okay, thank you.
And that one downtown is owned by the Gaddicks, and they're great folks, okay? So hold on.
Okay, I go there all the time.
They're phenomenal people. It's a local-owned, family-owned business, the Gaddicks. They're phenomenal people, and they give a ton back to the community, as do all True Value hardware store owners. They're family owned, locally owned, and they give back. Lou Manfredini owns a couple.
Yep.
I didn't know if Ace. It's Ace.
Yeah,
oh, it never mind.
It's Ace.
Not True Value.
It's not True Value. It's Ace. All right, stand corrected. 312-981-7200.
You were close.
I was close. That hardware store in there, didn't they? 312-981-7200. All right. We'll just cut that part out and narrow it.
Yeah, nobody's going to hear that.
Yeah. Just edit that out. 312-981-7200 on the MegaPros call and text line. I'm going to go bury my head in the sand. We'll be back after these messages.
Spend my time so foolish.
back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Barbara, where in Northbrook do you live?
I live actually by Wood Oaks. It's called Lakeshire.
I know where you
development.
Live. Yeah, I lived in Charlemagne, right around the corner. So my kids went to grade school.
Right.
I know exactly
yes,
where you're.
And yes, to Wood Oaks School and then to Glenbrook North.
That's right. Okay. Well, thanks right. for the invitation.
And I'm not far from Ira's. So I know Ira's.
I know where you're at. Well, it's now Josh's. Yeah. It's now Josh's.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Right. Yeah, it's now Josh's. Yeah. But my time when we started, it was Ira's. Now it's Josh's.
I know. You pulled
and
up
I
there.
And I do know him also.
You know Josh? Right. See?
Yes, I do. And I met him the first time at the Chase Bank on the corner of Dundee and Sanders.
Okay. He's a very sloppy eater, by the way. If you ever eat with Josh, you should clear out of the way because food goes everywhere. All right, so here's where you can buy the products. Igor,
yes.
I talked to Igor, the Ace downtown, Roy. It's not True Value, Roy. It's Ace. Come on.
I know it's Ace, yes.
Jeez, it's a common mistake that Roy makes all the time. It's not True Value, it's Ace. The Ace in downtown Northbrook does not have it, but the Sunset Foods, hold on, the Sunset Foods in downtown Northbrook sells it. So you could run down
really?
To Sunset. Yeah, shocking to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, Sunset Foods.
Sunset in Northbrook, Highland Park, Libertyville, Lake Forest, and Long Grove. If you want to see all their products, you could go to those Sunsets to get it. And the closest one, Ace Hardware, Roy, in Highland Park, also has one on Half Day Road. Mutual Ace Half Hardware. But Sunset's a lot closer. Okay.
Yep. That's
plus,
true.
You could get groceries, too,
okay.
at the same time.
Very good.
One.
Thank you, David. I appreciate that.
No problem, Barbara. And thanks for the invitation over for a coffee, because you and I can hang out together. You sound like a nice
anytime.
Lady.
Yeah, anytime.
Okay. See, that's
super sweet.
It's the way we roll in Northbrook. Yeah. You just call into a radio show and you get invited over, even though she never invited me.
That's classy.
I invited myself.
Exactly.
Hang on, Barbara. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. I think that's number 11. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGN David for all of our contact information. Don, how are you?
Hey, David. Great show as always.
Thank you.
I got a question for Roy about the spray insulation.
Okay.
Is he able to do a finished basement? Can they drill holes and spray it in that way, or does it have to be open?
No, it has to be open. We need to do a good job of it, and we need access to it. And honestly, we're doing mostly just rim joists at this point. But we would need full access to do that. Yeah,
Roy, I'm already in line to get your guys. I forgot what it's called, a poly foam or whatever for lifting the concrete.
Yeah, yeah,
nice.
In fact, it's the same people, the guys who spray the foam. It's the same similar type material. So the people who are trained to raise your concrete using your expansive urethane. That's what they do in the wintertime.
Looking forward to get that taken care of. I think you guys do a great job. I've used you guys in the past. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the patronage.
What temperature does it have to be to get the poly foam down and start doing the concrete raising again?
Well, the frost has to be out of the ground. Because right now the concrete's attached to the soil, and so the soil has to be, the frost totally has to be gone, and then we can safely raise your concrete. So hopefully you've got a scheduling date, and we'll be out there when it warms up.
All right, Don, hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. I think that's number 15. 312-981-7200. Sam, I think you lost that bet. 312.
Yes,
whoops, that's nobody's there. Hang on. Barbara. No, Barbara's hanging on for her sample. 312-981-7200. All right, we got through all the calls.
Okay.
The windows that we talked about, can you explain what Drivet is? Because a gentleman, I think it was McHenry, or Aurora, which you're going to be going out to, congratulations, let us know how that goes, to check it out. What is Drivet, and why is it such a challenge for windows? Replacement. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, David, it's called Drivet.
Ouch.
And it's a it's a brand of a synthetic stucco. So it's that's actually a brand name, but it's EIFS is the type of wall system.
Sprayed on?
It's basically a foam board, and they put a screening material over it, and then a finish, one or two finish coats over that. And the finish coats are supposed to protect the wall from any type of moisture from entering into it. And the problem occurs when there's not a proper system for drainage. And if water does penetrate through the system, it gets trapped behind the wall, and naturally water sits there and it collects mold over time. It does a lot of damage. Bad things happen. There's a lot of good drive it out there if it's done properly. It's a great system. It's all over in commercial. It's if it's done well, it's great on residential and homes. But there was a period of time, I think, in the late 80s and 90s where a lot of homes were built with drive it. It was not done properly. And
caused a lot of issues.
A lot of homeowners had a lot of problems.
So that's why that guy's scared right now. But you're right.
But if it's sealed up properly, you know, it can eliminate most of the problems.
312-981-7200. Jeremy 847 sent in a picture. These are my white MDF kitchen cabinets. The towel drawer and cabinet areas near the sink have 1-inch blisters, quote unquote blisters.
Yep.
Accidental water drop sat on them without them knowing. How do they repair it? Can you repair it? Is it simple DIY project? Also, what product is good for cleaning these cabinets, as some minor grime is near the knobs? Grime near any knob, not good. You got to, so Mr. Floor, there's another business opportunity.
I know.
Blasting grime off a knob.
I'm just saying. Degrimer.
Knob degrimer.
Knob degrimer.
That's your third business opportunity. Roy, we're throwing money at that one? Understand what?
I'm going to hold back.
You're going to hold back on that?
See how that plays out.
The knob degrimer, you're off of that one?
So,
anything other than a damp rag, what do you recommend?
That one's tough. I'll go with your advice, just sell your house, right?
Yep,
I mean, no, that one's a challenge, right? So sometimes you could do a little bit of repairs.
What is MDF cabinet? What are those?
It's like a particle board.
Oh.
So it's got a glaze on it, but behind it, if that wood gets wet or byproduct of wood gets wet, it acts like a sponge. Same thing with drive it, to be honest. It does not like water.
So there's really, it's kind of like that IKEA furniture?
Yeah. It's like the IKEA furniture.
And once
if it gets water, it's toast.
So there's nothing
I know. You can actually replace the fronts of those cabinets. Sometimes it's a common style. We could look at, a big box store might have that style in place, or we might be able to mill it for you out of pine, an actual wood product. So that would never happen again.
Yeah, that is a major, major, major problem.
I know, it stinks.
I don't know how you get that clean. Also, you could go to Tom Janke, Builder Supply Outlet.
Absolutely, which we partner with.
Yep, right.
Absolutely.
So I would call Tom. I'm going to send him a copy of this picture, 847. And if you have any question, call Tom at the shop. He's at 630-417-1020, 5 miles east.
East.
Of South, the Oak Brook East. Shopping Center. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break here so we can finish up this show with a long segment at the end. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. The phone number, the text number, the picture number is 312-981-7200. That's the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a picture. We're going to take a vote coming up at a break.
Okay.
Joe Hogle is due to come back.
Yeah, scheduled to come back. Yeah,
scheduled
if the U.S. brings him back, like wants him back in.
That's
like
the big.
Yeah, he's got to get through it.
Yeah, got to get through immigration. All the
bit of a challenge. Yeah,
and we're gonna take a vote to see if we would like him back or if we would like you to continue your stay.
Okay, all right, sure.
Yeah, I'm always listening.
Yeah, he's listening for sure.
Looking at people creeping on people at the pool. 312-981-7200. Just got a buzz in my ear that Sam, Jake, and Ashley. Would also like a vote in on that one.
Okay,
as well.
Got it.
And their vote's coming. 312-981-7200. That's Bai Hun, by the way. Ashley.
Oh, Bai Hun.
Bai Hun.
That makes sense.
That's the right way to say your last name. Yeah. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGN.com, WGNDavid.com. Roy, we'll put you on the hot seat. Kathy Rockford, go.
Yes, we are interested in concrete lifting, and we've had two people come out already. One person supposedly did the job, but it made it worse. And then the next person said, I don't know what I'd do. And so I know PermaSeal doesn't come all the way out here, so I don't know what to do. I don't trust anybody else. I hear so many good things about PermaSeal.
Roy?
Well, I appreciate that, Kathy, and you're right. We don't go to Rockford at this point. But, the thing about concrete lifting, it's not an exact science. And sometimes there's rebar and there's what we call areas that bind together. And when you're trying to lift concrete, it just won't. And so I don't know who tried it, but it, you know, if they, it was a good company, and sometimes we're a good company and we can't lift the concrete and it just has to be broken out and replaced. So, you know, if you've had a couple companies and stuff, it may not be a good candidate for concrete lifting. Is it a sidewalk, a stoop? What are we trying to lift here?
It's a garage.
A garage, the whole slab or a section of it, or?
Well, there's like half of it that's really, it's something. Cracked in the winter. It just, we have a lot of problems with it, with ice and
So,
and then water in the spring.
The people who tried it, did they lift part of it or they didn't lift it at all?
Well, they injected some cement things into it, like they drilled holes and they put some cement in there. And it just made it worse.
yeah, that's the problem when you do mud jacking or pumping concrete. It's sometimes it exacerbates a problem by adding more weight to a situation and things like that. So
she might have to break it up and start over.
You know, honestly, you know, sometimes that's, if you've had a couple people try and lift it and they failed, I think, you know, the best thing is just look at some concrete contractors who can saw cut that section out and just replace it, and then you know for certain the job's going
to
be done.
And here's what we'll do. We'll get you over to Andreas. You know that he doesn't go up to Rockford either.
Great. No, he doesn't.
No.
But he might know
someone. He might know somebody reputable within the area that could hook you up, Kathy, okay?
Okay. You know, you could do a lot of business out here. I'm telling you.
Yeah, Roy.
Yeah.
I do business in Rockford, Roy.
I'll put that on my list.
Yeah, Justin, do you go to Rockford, or is that too far away for you?
It's on our list.
Okay, Roy, there. No pressure. Okay. That's two. Wait, hold on, Kathy. We're going to guilt Roy into going to Rockford. Do you go to Rockford, Dave?
We do occasionally.
Okay, there, occasionally. All right, no pressure.
Jeremy? We don't go to Rockford.
All right, so there, three out of five ain't bad there, Kathy.
He's 20 minutes from Rockford.
All right, hang on one second.
50 minutes
Thank
from
you.
Rockford.
All right, hang on for your complimentary Mr. Floor Cleaning product. I love busting Roy's chops. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Best replacement window in your opinion, Mr. Bartley?
Okay, best replacement window. Well, there are so many different home types in the Chicago area, so there's really no one answer for that. I think the best answer is to have a professional come out, look at the home type, look at the colors, you know, the design choices, what problems you're having now, and get a professional recommendation on the best type of window for your home. There are three main types of windows. As far as materials go, wood clad, fiberglass, and vinyl windows. The most common replacement type out there are vinyl. But we find with our customers, the wood clad and fiberglass options have a lot of benefits over vinyl. So for our business, the fiberglass material has been the most popular trend we've seen in windows. And one reason for that is the dark colors on the exterior are real popular right now. People like, they're doing black exteriors and dark bronze and brown. And you really don't want to put a vinyl, you know, a black vinyl window on your home.
Sure.
Because of the way that it absorbs the sun. It could cause expansion and contraction over time. So fiberglass is a really great option. But a lot of folks, they still like the wood-clad windows.
And that's what you did with John, you know, for John Williams' condo, right?
For John, we did the fiberglass window. Yeah, he needed a black exterior to match his building, and we did that for him, and it was white on the inside. Hmm. So there's really endless options. We do have all of those options, wood-clad, fiberglass, and vinyl. And give us a call, and you know, we could certainly look at your particular situation and tailor a good solution.
And for all those listeners that might not be aware, John Williams hosts 9 to 1. He's got a show on the weekends, and he's all over the place. I mean, you just can't get rid of John Williams. He's like, he's on all these commercials.
He's fantastic.
Very nice guy. He's got a show. Yeah. I mean, he's everywhere. I mean, it's like you slice him thick and you spread him thin. He's like all over WGN. Yeah.
I love his speed jokes.
Speed jokes.
Oh, yeah. Speed jokes.
Speed jokes sponsored by Team Hochberg. 312-981-7200. Thanks for that layup there, right? 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. I'll tell you what. Kate from Green Bay, how are you?
Hi. Oh, great. Hi. Hello. I never call radio stations, but I wanted to say real quick, I ordered the Mr. Floor laminate cleaner. Oh, my God. It brought my floors back to life. The product is amazing. And I've owned the home for 10 years, and nothing else worked. And it's just, the shine is back. It's unbelievable.
Are you a Packers fan?
Nope, I'm from Chicago.
Oh. Right.
Love you.
I'm a Chicago Bears. Chicago, I moved here 10 years ago.
Right, I'm sorry to hear that.
Move for the cheese.
Yeah,
it makes
I'm sorry
sense.
Too. It's okay.
You've been taking a lot of abuse. I mean, not that you're, you know, not that you're a Green Bay Packers fan, because they have a superior football team than we do.
Yes, they do.
But yeah. I just feel bad that you're living in Green Bay after getting your heads
face.
Kicked in like we have the past.
In my face, 24/7.
I know. Well, yep. Well, if the Bears maybe hired somebody that could win football games, you wouldn't have all that stress. So, Katie, hang tight, my friend. We're going to send you a sample of the product anyway. When we got to get out of here. MegaPros Germany, MegaPros Home Improvements. Phone number is
847-658-8989.
Well, listeners, want to reach you, David, take advantage of the sale.
630-990-8600.
Justin Bartley, Next Door and Window. If our listeners want to reach out to you for new or replacement windows,
1-800-NEXT-DOOR or nextdoorandwindow.com. And right now we have a buy one, get one, 30% off.
All right, Roy Spencer, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
All right, everybody voting for Joe to come back or stay in Mexico. I say stay in Mexico. Roy?
Oh, man.
No pressure.
Oh, man.
I miss Joe. I want to see
there
Joe.
There you go.
Yeah, you're politically
can
correct.
Can we get them both back here? I want to
no,
see the father's son.
No, yeah, you yeah, do yeah. not.
Look at Roy, Mr. Yeah. like wow. Mr. Switzerland over there. All right, I got to get out of here. We're running out of time. You have been listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago, and we really appreciate it. We'll be back next Saturday. Thanks for listening, everybody.